6:33 PM. Dan, if you would lead us in the invocation.
Lord, we appreciate you bringing us back together again. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace on us. Appreciate this great day you've given us. Thank you for these members that serve our city. Pray that you'll give us all grace tonight. Give us peace, Lord. We pray that we'll work, do our best to work toward common goals. We just pray that our city would be blessed, encouraged, and each of us strengthened tonight. Thank you for all your blessings. Ask you keep us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry, a little moment. Too much fun for the rain.
Okay, Ms. Kelly, roll call.
Mayor Shaw.
Here.
Alderman Gregory.
Here.
Alderman Harrison.
Here.
Alderman Martin.
Here.
Vice Mayor Sinnott.
Here.
Attorney Russell Freeman.
Here. Okay, if everyone would take a minute or two to read the minutes from March the 19th, 2024.
We approve the minutes from March 19th, 2024.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, citizens' comments.
Yes, sir. Neil Gilmore, live here at 1824 Old Springfield Highway, right here behind City Hall. Been brought to my attention about a camera system that a lot of different cities are using to record their city meetings, and it's got 24/7 availability where if you can't make it to the city meeting or if you think you heard something you're not real sure, you can go back and look at it later. You can look at these meetings anywhere 24/7, and this particular one, Mayor and I were both copied on this. It was emailed to us, so he's seen it. I don't know if anybody else has or not, but it's $3,000 a year. They will record all of our meetings, and again, we can go look at it anytime we want to. And particular cities right now that use this particular camera, it's through CHAMP, is Millersville, Thompson Station, Signal Mountain, are using this particular system. Other cities such as Greenbrier, Springfield, Goodlettsville, they have a different system, but their meetings are recorded and you can go online and look at them. I think in a lot of times that will save a lot of confusion possibly. Again, it's $3,000 a year for them to record and monitor it, but there is a $2,500 installation one-time fee. But I've been talking to some of the people in the neighborhood, and I believe I can get enough donations to actually pay for the equipment if the city would be interested in putting it in. So it's just something I'd like to throw out there for you all to be thinking about. And as far as there's been some talking about the police department, I've been an advocate. We need our police department in a lot of ways. I've been an advocate to raise my taxes to pay for it, if need be. But I have also heard some of the talk about possibility of going with Greenbrier now. And what I'm hearing, again, I'm not on the board, I don't have the information y'all do, but the plan that I've heard from the Greenbrier officers to come up and patrol, I kind of like it. I think it would probably be a good idea. Well, that's just my opinion. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Yep. Tony Reesner, Betts Road. First off, it's back to street lights. One's on Greer. I think two are still back on, off. Betts, one next to my brother-in-law, and the first one, the only one down, Smiley Hall. One of them's took a brother-in-law. It's one of them right there that's heat-related. If I'm on for 5 minutes, they offer 10, stuff like that.
Do you have the addresses for
them? No, I don't.
So they're on Betts?
I just said.
Huh?
I just said, that's something, whoever's doing that's got to get out there and look at them at night. I'm not doing the job for you. I've done it, and everybody else can too. Police department, I heard the very part of that. I don't know what else to detail, like Dale, I don't know what all that involved. But if you cut the sheriff's department loose, you know, they're probably not coming back if you don't like Greenbrier. I see them out probably more than y'all do, sheriff's department, because I interact with them a lot, but I'm not. And when we get calls, the same as the sheriff for Greenbrier, I'd like to see somebody report when they say Greenbrier's here first. And when I was mayor, it's been a few years, if I wanted to know something, I went and talked to the sheriff himself, and he gave me, I reckon you still get a monthly report, how many times they're in. 911 calls?
We get the 911, yes.
What else do you want? If whoever's had the burglary or something, if it's not a 911 call, it wasn't a burglary. So I don't know what else would you want.
Detail, right?
But you don't ask for it. So, and the last thing, I'll hush, beer sales, I'm not for that. There's no way that you can, I'm going to say, justify or even comment really on how much you're going to make in the city, because nobody can tell you. We've had everybody in there, and they'll say, well, you're projecting. Well, nobody knows to you, and you might make $1,000, you might make $100,000. Yeah. But that's y'all vote now.
Well, like I said, on that, Tony, what I'm looking at is a referendum. Rather than
somebody else. That's right. I know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We incorporated, hey, incorporated 35.
Let the citizens decide.
We never had it, so why do we have to have it now?
Oh, I understand. I understand both sides.
I do.
And that's why I think it's in our best to let citizens decide. If they say no, then it's no.
But you've got, or y'all have the opportunity to say no right now.
True.
And I'm guessing for 40,000, you're guessing. I didn't hear the number you thought.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we don't know.
We don't know.
And we serve the people, so we'll let the people make the decision.
That's all of you. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Tony.
The street light across the street from Station Foot goes off now regularly.
Across from Station Foot.
Yes.
Yeah, that one's been replaced a few times, I think. I know I've called it in, or I do it online, and they've come out. But is it the one on the corner of, there's one down near Lynn, and then there's one up at, I forget the name of that road.
Lennox.
No, not that far, back down.
Young Nursing, Nightingale.
Nightingale, thank you.
And there's one also at Lennox that
right.
Blinks. Yeah, keep pointing.
Okay.
All right, anybody else? Okay. All right, commissioner reports. Utilities. Gas department had disconnects and reconnects. 58811 locates. 3 work orders. They completed their state inspection and came back very good. No problems there. They repaired gas main on Greer and completed the OQ. Sewer department, they had 8 work orders. Pumped 5 tanks due to bad pumps and or high sludge levels. changed out 6 pumps, 58811 locates, and disconnects and reconnects. For the parks, they demoed the bathroom at Pioneer. They cleaned out a building at Station Park, mulched the playground at Pioneer, cut the grass at Pioneer, and demoed an old septic tank at Station Park. As far as maintenance, they added dimmer switches to City Hall. And roads, they fixed potholes on Lennox and replaced a stop sign at Cobb. Finance.
Rebecca was paid for $21,500 to fix that drainage issue. And then at Pioneer, we got our swing set installed, and it was $13,667, but that also will have insurance reimbursement for hopefully majority of that, if not all. And we're also in budgets.
Parks?
Parks, kind of got a little bit going on there. The guys have demoed the bathroom at Pioneer, and we're going to, with the help of Mr. Reasoner over there, get the bathroom redone with, have 2 stalls per side, one with like ADA compliant. So looking forward to having what they call the shack remodeled.
Is it still going to look like an outhouse? That's what I want to know.
No.
You know.
Oh, come on now. Ooh, dude. Can't have a little half moon on it.
You may do it.
Pioneer. We're just trying to get away from them olden days of outhouses.
Yeah. We're supposed to get the gates fixed or installed or however you want to say it over there. So they'll have a better gate.
Started working on that today.
Awesome. Okay. I knew that was coming this week. They're working on a lot of maintenance over there. They got the mulch laid for the playground, so I appreciate that. I owe you guys a lunch or something for that one. And let's see, what else I got? They cleaned up the shed and stuff at Station Park so we can get our tables and chairs ordered and have a place to put them. And help clean out the white building too, so we can get that organized, so that's pretty cool. And then we have May 17th, our first food truck night, and then we're doing a movie afterwards, so hopefully that will start gearing everybody up for our summers of food truck Fridays, the third Friday of the month. And then we have our mother-daughter tea coming up June 8th, so we're planning for that as well. So just
a little bit going on.
Just a few things going on.
Is Pioneer still closed until they get the bathrooms done, or is it open now?
We're going to, Cecil can probably address that. I think we're planning on opening it as soon as we get the gate up.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Because playground's functional now. Somebody was going to rent here fairly soon.
First weekend of May, I believe.
So
this weekend.
Yeah.
We're
going to barricade it off from, you know, there's 2 parking areas on the loop, one on each side. We put barricades up right there so they cannot drive back to where the bathroom is going to be built. They'll just be limited to the parking spots back towards the front.
Question that may be for later, but would I need to put like a portage on or something there if people are renting it?
That's the only time we have it rented, and we told the lady that was renting it that the bathrooms would not be available.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and she was fine with that. She said it's a 1-year-old birthday party and they'll only be there a little while.
Okay. All right, cool.
And all your banners are in tubes now?
Yes. Brian sent me a picture of all that. They're on tubes and they're labeled and they're. Did y'all put them back in the white building?
Not yet.
Okay. But yeah, they're going to be, so I'm excited. It looks so much better in that white building.
That's a quick question.
Yeah.
What's the ETA on the bathroom? I'm curious. 60 days, 90 days?
Really not one. This is not a good time of year. So as soon as we can get it, I'm sure you'll say it.
I'm just asking because if we do have families going down to the park and there are no facilities, shouldn't we try to have some kind of, even, I think Kristen was saying maybe a port-a-john or something that's accessible for the families who are going down there?
Yeah, we might have to consider that.
Mm-hmm. If we're several months out or even longer, you might need to have some facilities available for the people.
Okay.
Dale, I think that gentleman that got them for us for Morgan, if you wouldn't mind reaching out to him and see what kind of price he could get for us again. He got them pretty cheap.
Yeah, we're going to just want one up there, I guess, or would you put two?
I think one should be fine.
One should be fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
See what I can't come up with.
Thank you, sir. All right, that's it.
I can't think of anything else. I mean, I'm
good. Streets?
Oh, yeah. We're going to pave, we're going to put the out for bid on Old Buck Hill Road, hopefully get some cleanup on Old Springfield Highway, and perhaps if we could clean out the culvert or the storm. The ditches on Highland, they're just filled with water all the time. Maybe we could even fill them in so that they wouldn't be so deep. Maybe the water would evaporate faster. And I talked to Kelly, I'm gonna look for an ordinance, I saw it somewhere, to have the homeowners be advised that they can't put their leaves in it and any other crap or plant in the storm drains. To maybe help out with not having to maintain them if we have something that we can fall back on.
It would be something that you guys would have to consider passing.
Right. Mm-hmm. It would be an ordinance, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Is that something that's y'all are doing with the planning and zoning already?
Or in regards to not putting anything in those ditches?
We hadn't discussed it, but we'll add it to that, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fire.
For the month of March, we had two brush and grass fires, two mutual aid assist, one false call, one MVA 1045, one MVA 1046, 12 EMS assist, 7 first responders, and 3 miscellaneous. Average men per call was 2. Average response time to dispatch to the scene was 6. One average man on duty and 10 average monthly hourly training.
And planning and zoning.
Planning and zoning, unfortunately, we weren't able to have our meeting this month. Everyone was on board to be there except Mr. Russell, who had given us ahead of time notice, but the last minute another person had to bow out due to illness, and so we didn't have a quorum and couldn't handle the issues that were there. There's an ongoing one we're trying to get resolved with the car wash down the street and the neighbors behind him. We're probably going to have a special meeting, which hopefully when we get the date, you can make sure you're there so we can handle that. I know we had a couple of ordinance violations. There was one on East End Road. There was some dumping that I think had been reported to us. We drove down there, had a look. There is quite a lot of debris, car parts, fenders. I mean, it was just a menagerie of stuff that's being dumped down the ravine there. And so the city has sent a letter out. I think it was April 19th that it was sent.
Yes.
I'm trying to think here. And then we're still working on the subdivision regulations. Hopefully, maybe the next month, if we have a quorum, we can start working on that too. So
I think that's about it. Yes.
I don't know that it'll be in May because I think Tom's out of town.
Is Tom out of town? Well, yeah, then it might be June. Mm-hmm.
Good possibility.
Okay. Well, hopefully soon. We're supposed to have all of that redoing our regs, so.
Okay, business reports. Kelly.
I have included in your packet this month a copy of that annual average response time and crime data report submitted by Robertson County Sheriff's Office. The Walk to School grant is coming to a close. The final inspection meeting is being scheduled for the upcoming weeks. MTS has completed our update of ordinances for our code book through December 2023. I have the updates available. If you'd like a copy for your municipal code book, just let me know. The website has been updated, and I've enclosed the detail versus budget for March in your packet as well. That's all I have.
Thank you very much. And Russell Freeman.
Hey, Mayor, nothing really significant other than I do notice that item 10A on the agenda deals with Mr. Polo and his donation of a certain portion of his real property running along Lynn Circle, from Lynn Circle out to the bridge, waiting on Tom Summers to finalize the actual meets and bounds description for going forward tonight. If this board chooses, I think we could go ahead and make a motion to accept the property as he will deed over to us, and then basically it's just a matter of him signing the deed, us getting it recorded. We'll pay for the recording, of course, if you choose to go forward. Mr. Summers, I think, is on a little vacation with some friends out in Arizona this week, so I talked to him last week and he was unable to get that project completed before he left.
Is that the right of way to the park from
Greenway? Yeah.
Yep. So we can go ahead and vote to
accept the donation. Yes. Once the meets and bounds description, it's been identified, as you all know, on the engineering map, the lay of it. We just need to know how to describe it for purposes of putting it in the deed. Beginning at a point in southwest corner of the Polo property, it's got to have that identification to be able to transfer. We can't just say the green space, in accordance with the engineering map. It's got to be identified, just like your deeds on your homes or whatever.
And we had a couple situations pop up here lately of halfway houses.
Yeah.
That are coming into the city or have come into the city.
Under the statute for being able to.
That I think is part of the problem that we're running into.
We found out about.
Outside of that, you can't restrict a home, like if you've got a single family dwelling, which consists of family members up to a certain amount, and your zoning ordinance and definitions, there's a particular statute that allows halfway house, if you want to call it, rehab homes for unrelated people. You cannot restrict those out. I can get that specific definition and statute for you.
It's the Fair Housing Act. It's part of the federal government. Tennessee supports that. I've been talking to Adam, our city planner, and so they can put six up to eight unrelated people.
Plus the caregivers.
Yes. They typically have one to two. If you have six, they try to have two there. And it's a disability is what they're saying. It could be high functioning, autism. It could be recovery, drug and alcohol addiction. It could be, battered women. It could be a number of things.
Correct.
So it has to be a nonprofit organization, and they have to comply with whatever city regulations that we would have. We have to have a background check on each person. They cannot have a criminal record.
No one in that halfway house can have a criminal record, is what I was told. So.
But does there have to be some type of policy that how do they register with you?
Yes,
that's.
Because like the ones that we've been made aware of, we don't have anybody who's registered. Like nobody's acknowledged us. It's all came through neighbors.
Yeah, and technically they don't have to.
Yeah,
they have. There's a federal law. It would be nice. It says that they would notify the city. They don't have to, but we can go back to that and request certain things to make sure who's being housed, their nonprofit status, the proper insurance, and also fire codes. We can monitor all of that. So we're going to be dealing with it after the fact. I don't know if part of the meeting we were going to be dealing with the planning and zoning was discussing the halfway houses and what the city can do up front to try to at least control it a little bit. We can't stop it, but at least let them know we want to be notified what's taking place within the city. And we're working on that, so.
Are they homes that have been purchased for it, or are they renting homes?
Purchased. This one was just purchased. Okay. Money, was it March?
Yeah, I thought 374 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was purchased in March, and it was set up under an LLC. Was it Proverbs? You said Proverbs.
Oh, okay, yeah,
yeah. Heard of that. So the only word I got was a neighbor said that it was going to be a dry house.
Yeah.
And so that would imply possibly a recovering alcoholism or drug addiction. I don't know. We're trying to, I think we sent a letter out asking for
information
on who's going to be housed there. And we want background checks on everybody. We want to know what's going on in the city. So. Any guidance you can give us?
I'm not familiar with the background check issue because obviously, I don't know. Sure. If you can get a background check.
Well, it says we can require that. If it's a, you know, they cannot have a criminal history.
Felony record or any record?
I would say felony. I don't know about the misdemeanor. I've got to get some clarification. That's why we're hoping in the next planning
I'll check on that.
We can deal with that.
So. You can't require them to even let you know they're there, then how can you enforce anything else?
That's the kind of problem that we got.
Yeah. I don't know how you could.
Yeah.
It is, Adam said we cannot restrict any of that.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't.
So. Well, there can only be so many people in so many square feet, right?
But if you don't know they're there,
yes.
how do you enforce that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hide in the bushes.
And I think, as Kelly said, we found out about it because neighbors have said, hey, you know, we heard there was a halfway house going in.
And you would think that they were, if they're remodeling, they'd have to have a permit to remodel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they'd have to have a permit for it.
But.
Well, it's a three or four bedroom. It's got one more bathroom than it does bedrooms, if I'm not mistaken. What the Zillow ad or whatever said on it, so.
And the problem, I guess, the problem that I have is the house right next door to it now has gone up for sale.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really? Because of that, or?
That's what concerns me.
Yeah, there's nothing we could do about that.
No. But any info you can help us out on that, Russell.
I will.
I appreciate it.
I'll get that to you the next couple days.
Okay. Okay, Mayor's comments. Don't have any per se at this time. No, I don't have any at this time. Old business. First item up is ordinance 2024-101. This is an ordinance establishing the sewer rates for the collection and treatment of sewage for the city of Ridgetop sewer system with Metro. This is, I believe, our second reading on this particular item. So do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve ordinance number 2024-101, an ordinance amending ordinance 2023-105, It's an ordinance establishing sewer rates for the collection and treatment of sewage for the city of Ridgetop sewer system.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, new business. This particular one, as we discussed it a few moments ago, Adam Polo has agreed to donate the real estate to us on Lynn Circle for the purpose of establishing a greenway, which we greatly appreciate him doing that for us. And as Russell says, it's contingent upon the meets and bounds description from Tom Summers. So do I have a motion on this particular item?
I make a motion we accept the donation from Adam Polo for the real estate. Is that what I need to say? Depending on the...
Well, yeah, for purposes of the greenway, you know.
For establishing the greenway.
Yeah, and directed me to prepare the deed, get him to sign it, and get it recorded.
Yeah, all that.
I second all that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the next item up is to approve the agreement for professional services for the Barwood Sewer Extension Project. This is a work order to be developed by Fox P&E for the Barwood Sewer Extension, which will include all the roads down Barwood, to include but not limited to Red Oak, Maplewood, Elm, Carver, and I know there's other streets, but it'll encompass that entire area. The design services, $135,600. Planning services, $50,000. And this will be covered through our ARPA, no?
SRF funding.
SRF funding. So do I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve the professional services for the design project for the Barwood Sewer Extension, encompassing all those streets.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, next item up is ordinance number 2024-102. This is an ordinance of the city of Ridgetop, Tennessee, adopting the annual budget and tax rate for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2024 through June the 30th, 2025. This is our first reading. So do I have a motion?
I make a motion we accept ordinance 2024-102, an ordinance of the city of Ridgetop adopting the annual budget tax rate for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2024 through June 30th, 2025.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next item up is to approve the bid for mowing of Ridgetop Station and the Train Museum. We have two bids from Brandon Hinkle Lawn Care of $800 and Woodland Lawn and Landscaping LLC in the amount of $625.
That's per mowing.
I was going to say, that's pretty cheap, the entire season.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
I wish.
Who did it last year?
Brandon Hinkle. The woodland lawn and landscaping is the one who installed all the landscaping in front of the Wilson House. Either one you couldn't go wrong with.
I think the unfortunate part is Brandon Hinkle tried to come in and match.
Yeah.
But we already had the bids.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, both of them are going to do an exceptional job, so I mean, I have no problem.
Is that every week they're doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's
what, like July or August.
Yeah, which you know, last year that bit in the butt.
Yes.
Because it rained a ton, so.
They kept mowing because the rain obviously.
Yeah, because we tried to do it every other week, and we can condense it down when it gets hot and dry.
Yeah, but right now it's $175 more a cut every week.
Yeah.
Okay. Either one of you said is very dependable. So.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So do I have a motion?
I make a motion. We approve the Woodland Lawn and Landscaping LLC bid of $625 a mowing.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next item up is a bid approval for park benches.
These are, I don't know, there's like one bench or whatever at Station Park, so it's comparable to that. So it's the steel, but it's covered with the whatever, but you know. It would be us installing, Cecil. but it's for four benches because we're going to put three more around Station Park, and then we're going to put one up the walkway that leads over to Nightingale. But this is a Sourcewell type gig, so I make a motion to approve Mid-South Recreation's bid for four 6-foot benches in the amount of $2,846.
I will second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Always have fun with this. Make a motion to add a couple items to tonight's agenda. Street bids, and we have a driveway over on Rebecca that needs to be repaired. So if I could, I just need a motion
I'll
to
second.
Add these two items. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, first item up is street bids. And what we're looking at is putting Old Buck Hill Road out for bid, as well as Cobb Street. So, could I get a motion on that one?
I'll second it.
You make a motion.
Oh, I can't breathe through my nose. You can do it.
I'll make a motion to put Buck Hill Road and Cobb Road, just each one individually or combined?
Combined.
Combined.
Buck Hill Road and Cobb Road out for bid.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the next item that just want to bring to everyone's attention, we have a driveway over on Rebecca. When we redid the street, it affected the driveway. Driveway needs to be built up a little bit to curb the water flow.
Do you know what street number it is?
Well, I know it's Dan's house.
I thought we already took care of that.
No, we had it in the driveway. We did the street in front of it.
Right.
Which caused the water. The driveway has to, half of the driveway just has to be built up slightly so the water will flow down appropriately. And I've gotten a bid of $1,500 to repair the driveway. So, do I have a motion on that one?
You were putting this out for bid?
No. No, you have 1,500.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Our ability to approve and do, I just wanted everyone to be aware of it.
We should vote on it, I guess, because you put it out there. Yes?
Make a motion to approve the bid for the correcting the driveway on Rebecca due to the street creating a problem where the water is basically flowing into the driveway.
And I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, last item on the agenda.
Make a motion, we schedule a workshop for May 20th, 2024 at 6:30 p.m.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Make a motion to close the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.